You're listening to a Kudlow & Company original podcast. Here's Larry Kudlow.
Hello, everyone. This is Larry Kudlow of CNBC's Kudlow & Company. I have with me today Cody Willard, specialist in all matters technology, telecommunications. And, Cody, today I guess we're talking about iPods, audio pilots, the new media, even Google Library. How are you, Cody?
I'm doing great. How are you, Larry?
I'm doing good. So anyway, in the world of iPods and that part of the new media, who is the industry leader?
Without a doubt, you've got Apple has established themselves as the de facto standard for the future of digital music. And I don't. It's not just the iPod itself that's key there. It is actually the iTunes Store, which is where this podcast will eventually be available probably tomorrow. And all of those, it's Apple's entire strategy sort of it runs from the actual iPods to the podcast to selling 99-cent singles to now, of course, they're getting into this video business and trying to establish themselves in the same way as sort of a de facto standard for the entire future of digital.
Cody, why is Apple so far ahead? Have its potential or putative competitors not taken this up? The Dells of the world, the HPs of the world, for example, or others?
They've tried. It's one of those things where, you know, there was an existing marketplace for MP3 players. Simply put, Apple just rolled out a product that was so much better than anything else in the marketplace that it just sort of it caught everyone's attention, and it became, of course, over the last 2 years, it sort of became a the single most important present for anyone to give anyone of between the ages of 15 and 30. Everyone had to have an iPod, and once that happened, once Apple sold, I would say probably between 5 and 10 million of those units, they're up near it's 25 or 30 million at this point. Once they hit 5 or 10 million, though, and establish themselves at about 50-60% of the market share, which is now about 75 or 80% of the market share, they basically establish themselves as the standard for music, for digital music.
Now, tell me about, first of all, are you and I right now engaged in podcasting?
We are, at this very moment, helping revolutionize the entire delivery of audio content.
How do you feel about that? You and I breaking new ground here? That's really something, Cody Wyoming. I'm honored to be part of this with you.
Well, thanks, Larry. I'm absolutely honored to be a part of it with you. This is absolutely, we are breaking ground in driving forward this entire revolution.
Because somebody can dial into this and play it on their digital music player? Is that
correct?
What's going to happen?
Essentially, it's even easier than that. What happens, and there's already, and I don't know the number off the top of my head, but several million people have already signed up for podcast subscriptions. And in essence, what that means, Larry, is that people will go to iTunes. I'll put the word out. You'll put the word out. CNBC will put the word out. And once people start hearing that you have a podcast, a regular podcast, they will sign up on iTunes with a simple click of a button. Mm. Anyone with an iPod will click on that wants to get your podcast, and it will be every time that person plugs in their iPod to their computer, it automatically, the iTunes software from Apple automatically puts your radio show segment, your podcast, onto that iPod, and essentially they can listen to it anytime ever after that.
Now, Cody, let's go to the next step on this video podcasting. What's that all about?
Right.
Everyone's on TV now. Is that the deal?
Everyone's on TV. The playing field is just being leveled across all of media, all of the industries in media. So first and most visibly, it's been the music industry recently. I guess you could even say first it was print business and the newspaper business as websites really rolled out and were able to deliver news much more quickly.
Websites meaning including blog sites.
Including
the ultimate new media, for example, the Instapundits of the world.
Correct.
The power lines of the world. Heaven forbid, the Kudlow Money politics of the world.
Or even
we can do this.
The Cody blog.
You have a Cody blog.
I have a Cody blog.
Right.
It's sort of a personal and political rant place, which I don't write about when I'm doing the financial stuff. But it's and I actually write in one of my columns that that everyone has always said, there's always been the saying that the freedom of the press belongs to those who own the ink. Well, in the 21st century, Larry, the ink is free via computers, via the internet, and thereby blogging.
What does this do to, let's take, for example, the New York Times. What does this do to the New York Times, new media versus old media?
It disrupts the entire model that they have relied upon for hundreds of years, not just the New York Times, but the entire newspaper model has been entirely disrupted. It has been a growth business since basically the advent of the printing press.
Is that why these newspaper companies are having such a hard time with revenues and profits?
Absolutely. I mean, and it's not just newspapers. It's you're already seeing it in the video company, in the music companies, from Warner Music Group to Viacom to anyone who has relied upon the old models of music and audio. Next, and this is I think where you were about to go, is the video revolution.
Right.
And it's the cable companies and the networks. And even the movie studios that are really going to be put under pressure.
Right. So the cables, let's take cables. Cables used to be regarded as new media, particularly the cable news channels, including this one, CNBC, but Fox, CNN. But now what you're saying is with the video podcasting, they are under pressure and they're being challenged by the new media.
Correct. And essentially anyone with a camcorder that they can plug into their computer, which essentially, for $1,000, anyone on the planet can now do a news broadcast. And there's going to be a lot of junk. Most of it will be junk, but there will be a lot of very smart pundits out there that don't have their own shows that want to have an outlet with the video casting, and they'll be out there delivering those video casts.
Now, Cody, you were mentioning a few moments ago the challenge to Time Warner, and I guess that would include Warner Music. Do they still own Warner Music?
No, they actually spun out.
They spun
Warner
it out.
Music.
All right, but the point is, isn't there, whatever the music company is, who's ever ownership, isn't there an issue of piracy here, which has wound its way into the courts, indeed all the way up to the Supreme Court?
It is not just an issue. It is the single most important issue for anyone in the content business or in the content delivery business. And what I mean by that is that piracy can't be stopped. The music companies themselves, the labels, Warner Music Group and Sony that own so much of the actual catalogs of music, these guys are actually trying to renegotiate with Apple and figure out a higher price to charge. And they are freaking out about the digital revolution on the legal side.
Now, you say they can't be stopped, but having a couple of decisions gone against them.
Well, they have the and the courts. This is just it, Larry. That the courts can try to stop it. They can rule against it. They can say the stuff is illegal, but it's impossible to stop pirate networks. Once the very nature of pirate networks is that they are completely distributed. There is no central force to stop. So even when the Supreme Court comes out and says, "Hey, BitTorrent or Nutella or these new pirate," they're called peer-to-peer networks, but they're used in nefarious means, including piracy.
Right.
But even when they rule against it and say, hey, no longer can Nutella even exist, well, the problem is that anyone who uses Nutella or any other piracy network is already trading the software that allows new networks to evolve anyway.
Well,
so
what happens, I talked about this briefly on the program several months ago with a wonderful, fabulous singer, entertainer, Judy Collins, the great folk singer.
Right.
And I asked her about this because she had just written a book about creativity. And so the question of piracy came up, and she was really offended by this piracy because she said, look, you're taking the fruits of my creative labor away from me. This is how I earn a living. Now, whether it's Judy Collins as a great musical singing entertainer or, for example, authors who are now threatened by the Google Digital, they're going to scan, library books, for heaven's sakes. What happens to the artists and the authors who produce these things, they should be compensated for it, should they not? But the piracy is going to prevent that.
I tell you what, Larry, in a weird twist of fate, I'm actually represented by the same agent at CAA who represents Madonna mm-hmm. and Green Day and Bruce Springsteen. I mean, yeah. the biggest acts in the world.
So what
and
do you do,
they
Cody?
Are facing,
it's a hard thing.
They are facing these very issues. Part of the theory is that the artists have to end up becoming much more active in touring, that touring really becomes a business because it is a – you can't replicate the live act.
Then somebody takes the touring and then plays that on all these pods.
Right, although the experience itself isn't truly live.
Enjoy the experience. But, I know the experience.
but the real key, Larry, is that – and unfortunately, it's heartbreaking. It's very sad. To be clear, I've never – in even before it became mainstream obvious that it was illegal, I've never downloaded – a song off of a piracy network
right.
because it's obvious that you're stealing when you do that. But the problem is that the mainstream, I mean, you can't stop the billions of songs. There are literally, just today, there will be more than a billion songs illegally downloaded on the Internet.
Well, you know, we're going to have, I think, either tomorrow or Friday, Patricia Schroeder, former congresswoman from Colorado, who is representing the, I believe it's called the American Publishers Association.
Right.
And they're furious at the Google digital scanning because they believe this is going to detract from the royalties and earnings of their members.
See,
in fact, both the publishing companies and the writers.
Well, sure, but I think, Larry, they're sort of in the same boat when they do that as the label companies are in trying to rail against Apple and Google trying to do these things in some sort of with some semblance of a legal and orderly manner. Whereas the problem with even going after Google with this stuff is that the pirate networks aren't going to just stop with music.
Right.
They're not going to just stop with
you don't
video.
Even know who
they
to
will,
sue. You don't even know
will,
where to go.
Right,
you
right.
could send the FBI out. You wouldn't know which doors to knock on.
You can knock, and that's just it. It will be a total, there will be a mass trading, there will just be this mass network of massive illegal trading of all kinds of
Well, speaking as an author, I can just tell you, I don't like the sound of this. On the other hand, I love technology, and I love the march of progress, and I love Schumpeterian gales of creative destruction, so I got to go back, Cody, and do some homework and figure out my position. Anyway, Cody
Larry,
Willard.
I just interject one quick positive rather than leaving on the negative?
I've got to jump. I've got to run to the next event, but I appreciate your time very much. We're going to do it again. I want to revisit this because it's going into the courts, Cody.
And I
are going to come back and chew on this after we get the next court decision.
I'm
anyway.
Happy to, and all is not lost. I'll just say
all
that.
Right.
There are some positives to all of this.
Cody Willard, thanks ever so much. I'm Larry Kudlow of CNBC's Kudlow & Company. We'll see you soon.
Tune in to Kudlow & Company weekdays at 5 p.m. Eastern on CNBC.